For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. When veteran state representative Jody Richards announced earlier this year that he wouldn't seek re-election, several political newcomers were waiting in the wings. Eight candidates are running for the 20th District Kentucky House seat, which hasn't been left vacant in more than four decades. In the days leading up to the May 22nd primary election, WKU Public Radio is profiling each of the candidates. Today, we begin with Democrats Patty Minter and Brian Slim Nash. Lisa Autry introduces us to them.
Patty Minter wants voters to know she has a history of showing up for students at Western Kentucky University, where she's been a professor for 24 years, showing up for colleagues as a former member of the WKU Board of Regents, and showing up as a civil rights activist in the community. The next place she wants to show up is at the state capitol as a state representative for Kentucky's 20th House District. She must first win a five-way race for the Democratic nomination and then move on to the November election. Minter is the only educator in the Democratic primary. She says her desire to strengthen Kentucky's public school systems is a big reason why she's running for office.
I want my son to have access to the opportunities that the public schools have always afforded people.
She says education has been under attack in Kentucky in recent years. She thinks the state needs to commit more funding for K-12 and higher education. She also supports fair pay and benefits for teachers, something she thinks is missing in Kentucky's new pension reform law.
I have people coming to my office at WKU saying that they're thinking about not becoming teachers. I have people who are telling me they're going to get certified to teach so they can move to Tennessee or Indiana.
The recent legislative session fired up many Kentucky Democrats, including Slim Nash, who is also a candidate for the 20th District House seat.
I could not have imagined a time in our history where a conservative Republican was going to villainize school teachers.
Nash is referring to Republican Governor Matt Bevin, who led the charge to overhaul the state's pension system for public workers. This is not Nash's first political rodeo. He has served 10 non-consecutive years on the Bowling Green City Commission and touts himself as the only Democratic candidate with experience governing.
It's fantastic sometimes to have somebody who's from the outside, but what I've been able to do is to prove myself as a legislator on the local level.
As he goes knocking on one door to the next, he says education and pensions are top of mind with voters in the 20th district. He thinks a solution to both is additional revenue. He has two solutions for generating revenue without raising taxes. One of them is to legalize medical marijuana.
Most people in Bowling Green know that I've gone through considerable health struggles with my daughter. And when you're desperate, it changes your perspective on things.
Commissioner Nash says the state can also increase revenue with a more efficient system for collecting taxes. Nash and fellow Democratic candidate Patty Minter have both carried the flag for members of the LGBT community. Minter is a founding leader of the Bowling Green Fairness Movement and has won the endorsement of the political arm of the Kentucky Fairness Campaign. She says anti-discrimination laws are key for a good business climate.
Good, well-paying jobs follow legal environments where everyone feels safe and welcome.
Both Nash and Minter support a statewide fairness law that would include sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes from discrimination. As a city commissioner, Nash has worked unsuccessfully to pass a local ordinance in Bowling Green.
There was only one person who was willing to risk their political career to say that civil rights are deserved by all people, and that was me.
Coming up tomorrow at this time, we'll hear from the other Democratic candidates in the 20th District House race. They include Ashley Shepard Porter, Rick DeBose, and Eldon Renault. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.